would put all the terms fees as part of that.
Notwithstanding whatever's in the four corners of the order that's exhibit one, or the amended order that's exhibit two, the position that you want to be repaid for the time or the monies that you paid Mr. Feeman.
Yeah, fight for, I'm sorry, fight for that involvement, I wouldn't have had the expense that was generated for his services.
So yes, you want reimbursement for Mr. Feeman's fees?
Yes.
Have you paid those fees?
Yes.
He's not on a contingency fee, you've actually paid him for the time that he's been appearing here.
Objection, privilege.
Now, the transcript will speak for itself, but is it your position that you volunteered to pay the fees in Illinois, or is it more accurate from the transcript that Judge Colin said that he would allow the appointment of administrator ad litem based upon your representations that you would pay?
I'd have to look at the transcript, but my recollection is the latter.
And you weren't, as I recall, you weren't particularly thrilled when Judge Colin ordered you to advance these fees, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let's start with the questions that you were asked about the transcript from the hearing of May 23rd, 2014. Could you open? Do you have that in front of you?
I have it right here.
Okay. Now, you were asked to go to, I believe it was page 35, is that correct?
I believe that was it.
All right, and it was read to you what the court said in lines 4-7. I'd also like to, on this redirect, ask you to go to page 14 of the transcript.
I'm here.
And could you read what the court said on lines 21 through 23?
I hear that. Under the statute, he has to prove that he provided a benefit to the estate.
Now, would you also go to page 38 in the transcript?
Okay, I'm there.
Could you read what the court said on lines 5 and 6?
That's the case subject to a claim for reimbursement under the statute.
All right, and to put that in context, could you read page 37, beginning with line 23, Mr. Rose's statement?
If I understand what you are saying, which makes sense, Mr. Brown will keep separate time for the time he spends as curator working on the Illinois case, Illinois issue. He will hire counsel, and the fees of Mr. Brown and the Illinois counsel under his direction and his discretion would be paid by Mr. Stansbury, and that's a question.
And then the court said what again?
That's the case subject to a claim for reimbursement under the statute.
Now, exhibit 1 is the first order signed by Judge Colon on May 23rd, 2014. Let me hand you another copy of it.
Did we put back the other one?
Two is probably still at the witness stand.
Only because that one was actually wrong.
I would object to one. It's in evidence, but I would object to asking questions about an order that's been vacated or been amended by a later order, because I think the legal effect of the amended order is...
I'd like to hear the questions first, but I...
Sorry, do you need this back?
Only at some point, someone will make sure I get it back.
I'm just putting it there, so
thank you very much.
Referring to Exhibit 1 in evidence, which is the order of May 23rd, signed by Judge Colon, call your attention to paragraph 2. Is the word initially anywhere in that paragraph?
Yes, will initially be borne by William Stansbury.
All right, now I'd like to call your attention to Exhibit 2, which is the second order. On the same issue, a conformed copy entered by Judge Colon, and also look at paragraph 2. Is the word initially in that order as well?
It's there in it's handwritten. It wasn't there in the original typing, but it's been handwritten there.
And going back to Exhibit 1, paragraph 3, could you read that, please?
The court will consider any subsequent petition for fees and costs by William Stansbury as appropriate under Florida law.
Is that consistent with those portions of the transcript that we just read a few minutes ago on pages 14 and 35 and 38?
Yes, it is.
Now, you were asked some questions about winning and losing by Mr. Rose about the case that you're winning or losing and whether you should get paid. And there's a discussion whether that includes a settlement. And let me ask you this. Has there been a settlement offer in that case in Chicago that you're aware of?
Yes.
And do you, without telling me the amounts that have been offered, has that settlement offer been accepted or rejected by the estate?
I don't have any communication with the estate regarding that, so I don't know.
Okay. Now, you were asked some questions about risk that you were taking or may not have taken in connection with your funding of the estate's intervention. At the time of May 2014, when the order was entered that we've been discussing here today, had you previously tried to intervene on your own behalf before that?
Yes.
And what was the result of that attempted intervention?
My application, whatever you call it, for intervention was not allowed, was denied.
And that had been entered as of May of 2014, correct?
Correct.
Now, in May of 2014, was there a personal representative of the estate?
No.
And when you filed in and had the hearing in May of 2014, when you then were ordered to pay the fees initially, that was before the estate had even hired counsel in Chicago, correct?
Correct.
So that means it was obviously before the estate attempted to intervene in the lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
And that attempted intervention, even though it was subsequently granted, could have been denied by the court in Chicago, correct?
Correct.
Now, you were asked by Mr. Rose that whether you were aware that at the hearing in May, the trustee was concerned about estate expenses. Do you remember that question by Mr. Rose?
This morning?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that trustee, your understanding is that it refers to Mr. Ted Bernstein as the successor trustee appointed by Mr. Tesher and Spallina to the Simon Bernstein Trust, that's the beneficiary of the Simon Bernstein estate.
Objection, leading, beyond the scope, relevant.
Sustained as Spallina.
And who do you understand the trustee to be in that question by Mr. Rose?
Ted Bernstein.
And in what capacity?
Well, he's the trustee of the Simon Bernstein Trust that was created in his testamentary documents.
Okay. And is he the trustee actually named by Mr. Simon Bernstein?
Objection, relevance, beyond the scope. It's not an issue for today.
Now, that Mr. Ted Bernstein, is that the same Ted Bernstein who's a plaintiff in the Chicago litigation?
Same objection.
Oh.
Yes.
Who would benefit if Mr. Ted Bernstein prevailed in the Chicago litigation?
Objection, relevance beyond the scope.
Sustained is beyond the scope. This was in the original, but it wasn't touched and crossed.
Okay. Now, you were asked about the fact that Mr. Simon Bernstein modified his estate documents in the summer of 2012, correct?
Yes.
Are you aware in the modified trust that Mr. Simon Bernstein specifically disinherited all of his children?
Yes. Okay.
And are you aware that he made the beneficiaries of the trust grandchildren trust?
Yes.
And did he specifically disqualify his children as being successor trustees?
Objection. Outside the scope. Sustained. Relevance.
Sustained.
No further questions.
Thank you. Mr. Stansbury, you may step down.
Thank you,
Mr. Freeman, next witness.
Brian O'Connell.
Brenda, here. He was supposed to be here for the last hearing. Remember, we said it specifically so he could accommodate his schedule. That is why this date was picked.
I'm sorry, I didn't recall that, Your Honor.
I specifically remember, and this court very clearly remembered, the reason we had to do today was that he, y'all can.
Your Honor, he came up to me before the hearing and asked me if Mr. O'Connell was here. He never said he was going to need to call him. If he needed that, he should have told me an hour and a half ago, and I would have.
I said I needed him.
Mr. Ellis put on the record specifically.
I'm sorry. It may be my fault that I did not recall that, but I mean, counsel came over and asked me if he was here, and then I said no, he wasn't. And he should have said to me, well, I intend to call him. Can you make arrangements? And
no.
I would have.
Well, can I tell you? I don't want you to take the hit. Mr. O'Connell was in here when we specifically looked at his calendar. Does everybody recall it the way I do? One of the reasons that we could not
pick yesterday.
Set it yesterday, I did fill the afternoon in, let me just be sure. I had a blank yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was able to continue another trial, and today. And the only reason, let me tell you one of the main reasons the court remembers is, that is the witness the court very much wants to hear from as the PR. So what I'm going to do, and I know he has an awful schedule, is we are going to come back to hear Mr. O'Connell.
Okay.
But he's going to come back, and I do not want, unless another judge has him in trial, I don't want to hear about his conflict.
Okay.
And I don't mean to be disrespectful to Mr. O'Connell, and I know he is a very, and he's, I'm sure it was misunderstood.
It really was, and I really am going to take the hit, because I said when we were calendaring this that.
He was here when this all happened, so you're not going to take the hit. The court's not going to let you take the hit. Mr. O'Connell was here, he checked his schedule, and the court doesn't have a problem that he had some difficulty, but that was one of the reasons it had to be set today.
Okay.
And so can we stay this while, till he's here, because?
Mr. Elliott, we're not done.
Oh, sorry.
We are going to stop, because that is going to be the next witness.
Okay.
So what I need to do now is look at my schedule. Mr. Rose, are you disturbed?
No, I'm sorry, no, I'm just, well, I'm only, I'm not disturbed, I'm just disappointed, because, you know.
Do you disagree with the court's recollection of the last hearing?
I wouldn't disagree with the court's recollection. All I recall, though, is we were here June 2nd, and you said it for the same time I already had reserved for this other motion. But I don't recall specifically, and I don't disagree with the court one bit.
Thanks, sir.
Mr. Beeman, do you disagree with my recollection? I wasn't being snarky there. I wanted to see if I had it wrong.
I wholeheartedly agree with your recollection.
And I join that.
I would add, I think, Your Honor, there's some urgency to this matter for the reason that the trial, I believe, is set in August in Chicago.
I think there is a calendar call.
And Mr. Stamos is waiting.
No, I assumed as much.
Okay.
I did the transcript. I mean,
yes, what's it say?
I know Mr.
Elliott specifically asked for Brian to be here.
Yeah, I don't recall.
And thank you.
This is the last page.
Because I don't want to misrepresent.
Do you have a copy of that? which hearing was it?
I don't recall it said anything specifically in that about Mr. O'Connell.
Sure, June 2nd. Yeah.
Might have been somewhere else.
Oh, you know what? It went off the record for all the scheduling.
Correct.
There's nothing about when we were coming back, and we did all that with all of you here.
I did think you said something about the 28th.
I did. Maybe. We're getting back on the date we already set. Everything in the street, everybody's available. We already have. Thank you. I know we had a discussion because I know Mr. Elliott specifically said that Mr. O'Connell would be here, which is why we're here.
And he was going to be out of town yesterday.
Right, because I wanted.
And then Ashley came in and told him, "No, you're going to be in town the next day."
That was fair. Thank you very much.
And that would go for the next hearing, I think, too. I'd be calling him as a witness. I'm sure Mr. Feynman will be calling him as a witness for the next hearing. And the estate's been abandoned here, so.
Well, okay, now let's just find a date.
Okay.
I don't need further comment. So August is the trial, so we need to figure out what's going on.
Helps the court, Your Honor. My direct examination will not be more than 5 minutes.
He was deposed, I think, because there was a prior setting of this hearing where he was not going to be available, and we deposed him specifically so they could have his deposition for the purposes of this issue. But I'm not saying that they didn't also want to call him live.
I'm looking at July 12th at 9:30. July 12th, 9:30.
Your Honor, he is available. The only thing I would tell you is that in front of Judge Mara, he's currently under subpoena to be in front of Judge Mara in federal court, and
he trumps me. No worries.
Yeah, but he said that he would be most likely to go on the 17th, but he could be as early as the 12th. So,
okay.
But so we could say
Judge Mara absolutely trumps me.
So I just tell you that, Your Honor, because it's on a calendar call that goes on July 7th.
I've only got 9:30 to 11, so we're only going to finish this motion. So,
but otherwise, it's
excellent. So, I have so many scheduling orders.
We can prepare a notice for you.
Somebody, I think Harriet did it though. I think I've got the order continuing the June 2nd hearing to be heard first, the hearing set for June 28th. Who did that? Did I do it?
I think you did do that.
Okay, yes. So Harriet's going to kill me, but she's going to do this one too. And we're going to use the same order, only it'll be continuing the June 28th hearing for 9:30. Actually, it's going to be 9:30 to 10:30.
Your Honor, I'm not going to be in town that day, but I will allow it to go forward, and I'll get the information from the attorney.
Thank you very much.
Your Honor, if Judge Mora does schedule the trial beginning on the 12th, it starts at 9 a.m. We will go on July 7th. Should I alert the court and the parties at that time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
100% Judge Mara trumps me.
And excuse me, Your Honor, was it only going to be for this first one?
Yeah, only we're only finishing this hearing because I've got
okay.
an hour.
Okay, then I don't need Diana.
We are going to have the hearing today on the other motion, right?
No, I'm not starting the next motion without finishing this one. No,
but the two have nothing to do with each other.
I'm not starting the next one until we finish this one.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's fine.
Thank you. All right, everybody, so I will see you back July 12th.
May Mr. Stansberry be excused, Your Honor, because he has a vacation set for that week. I believe we're done with him.
Oh, no, I'm calling him as a witness.
You already had an opportunity to cross him.
I haven't called my witnesses yet, though.
We have 1 hour to continue this hearing on the...
Yeah, I got a few questions just based on what happened today.
Let's put him on now, and we'll let him take him out of turn. Go ahead, Mr. Stansberry, come on back up.
Okay, I just packed up all my stuff, so hold on a second, because it was in order, but hold on, that goes over there. What? Mr. Stansberry, you were asked about what you found offensive, basically, or possibly criminal, with Mr. Spallina's application for the benefits to be paid.
Objection. Right. This was asked during Mr. Bernstein's cross-examination of the witness the first time.
Well, he just brought it up in his last time. In the last, you just brought it up again, so I'm recrossing because it's relevant to what you said.
He's allowed to put his witness on
our... Okay, so I'd like
put his witness on what?
I'll allow it, thank you.
And I'd like to enter this into evidence. It's plain form.
You have to show everybody else.
Sure.
I can't look at it when there's a...
What do you want?
You show it to everybody else?
Yeah.
I will mark it, though, no matter what.
Okay.
I'll mark evidence. It as interested parties... Bernstein
1.
Any objections?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess it's hearsay.
Sustained.
Also relevance and authenticity.
Okay, sustained.
So can I ask some questions?
You can ask whatever you want, but this has been sustained, and he just is not in evidence.
Why is it not in evidence?
Because I sustain the objection. Move on.
Just ask the questions.
Okay, Mr. Stansberry, are you aware that Robert Spallina made application for the claim of the life insurance proceeds that are the subject of this hearing?
Objection. Hearsay, relevance.
Objection to hearsay sustained.
Have you seen documentation yourself that shows that Robert Spallina made application for the life insurance policy?
Objection, that's hearsay.
Can I have that question read back, please?
Have you seen documentation yourself that shows that Robert Spolina made application for the life insurance policy?
Also best evidence.
Overruled.
Yes.
And was that claim paid?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
And did Mr. Spolina, to the best of your knowledge and review of the documents, apply as the trustee of the 1995 trust?
I objection, hearsay, relevance. When I was trying to inquire of the same topic, the court sustained the objections and ruled it was immaterial and irrelevant.
Sustained?
Well, Mr. Stansbury, tell us why you're here paying for litigation, in your mind, for this policy.
Objection, cumulative.
Overruled.
Well, I'm here because the estate was not represented by a personal representative at the time that the policy proceeds in question were being challenged. And they were being challenged because there were a number of attempts made by the claims department and the Faraday's Life Insurance Company to have benefits paid to, I believe it was Mr. Spolina's corporate or law office trust account, or other trust accounts that he was trying to create. So as a byproduct of the insurance company not feeling that that was an appropriate presentation that they're required for payment of a claim to a trust.
Objection, hearsay, what the insurance company said, move to strike.
Sustained as to what the insurance company said.
So the proceeds were not paid. And litigation began.
So the claim was denied to pay Mr. Spolina's trust account, not the 1995 trust.
Objection. And again, I'm struggling for the relevance of this when, in the context of what we're here for today, as I was precluded from getting into.
Sustained.
Well, I'm actually.
It was your objection that raised the fact that.
No, I get that.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, when I speak, you must let me continue.
Okay.
You objected as to, you said Mr. Rose is trying his case in Chicago and now you're doing the same thing.
No.
No, you don't get to argue back. Next question. Next question.
Well, my questions are relating to the billing.
Ask your next question.
Okay. Mr. Stansbury, have you seen a letter from Robert Spolina? And I believe it was part of their production that you received, that claimed, we'd like to see his wishes carried out and not have the proceeds paid to the estate where they could be subject to creditor claims prior to being split in equal shares among the grandchildren.
Objection, hearsay.
Sustained.
Okay.
I'd say this.
Do you believe that the personal representative of the state has a duty to protect a creditor's interest?
Objection, calls for legal conclusion beyond the scope of this witness's knowledge, lack of relevance.
Overruled as to relevance, I will sustain it with regards to the legal conclusion.
In your opinion, are you aware of any attempts to move the insurance proceeds outside of the estate to avoid a creditor?
Objection. He asked if he had an opinion, which he's not an expert witness, beyond the scope of his knowledge or his...
Did I ask for an opinion? Can you read that back?
No, you did, and I sustained the objection. You said no opinion.
Are you aware of any information that the policy was being attempted to move outside the Florida estate, the Gross estate, to avoid creditors?
Objection, relevance.
Sustained.
Do you know why the litigation for the Illinois trust is in Illinois and not before this court?
Objection, foundation, relevance, materiality.
Sustained.
Have you had conversations with me regarding your attorney contacting the FBI regarding the insurance policy as part of a federal fraud?
Objection, hearsay, relevance.
That's not hearsay.
It is relevance.
Well, everything. Meaning if there's a fraud going on, then it has to do with why he's paying the fees, but you won't let the questions be answered. I know what's going on here. And so... Mm-hmm. Have you contacted... You or your attorney contacted the FBI regarding... the Illinois insurance as a fraud.
Objection, relevance.
If Mr. Spallina's claim had been paid as he filed it, would you be sitting here today paying legal costs?
Objection, relevance.
No.
And why is that?
Because there wouldn't have been an opportunity for the estate to make a claim to the policy if the proceeds had already been paid out to the trust that he represented, that he was the trustee of.
And you're aware that when the insurance carrier didn't pay the claim to Spallina, who had filed as the trustee of the 95 trust, that Ted Bernstein subsequently filed the Illinois litigation that you're stuck paying the fees in, claiming that he was the trustee of the 1995 trust?
Objection, relevancy, and you know, we're really running into this. We're trying either the Illinois case or some other case that's not the issue before, Your Honor.
Could I ask to have the question reread? I'm sorry.
Your Honor?
Yes?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Just want to make sure.
Appreciate it.
Just give me a second, please.
Absolutely.
Question, and you were aware that when the insurance carrier didn't pay the claim to Spolina, who had filed as the trustee of the 95 trust, that Ted Bernstein subsequently filed the Illinois litigation that you are stuck paying the fees in it, claim that he was the trustee of the 1995 trust?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
So you're paying the cost of this litigation because Robert Spolina's death benefit claim wasn't paid by the carrier to Robert Spolina's trustee, and then Ted Bernstein filed a litigation action to get the money paid to himself, and we've all been dragged into this litigation because of what Ted filed as a breach of contract lawsuit, correct?
Objection, relevance, argumentative.
Sustained. Next question.
Have you seen a document in the Spolina and Tescher production?
I'm sorry, have you seen a document?
In the Spolina and Tescher production that stated that because there was no 1995 trust, it would be a best guess as to who the beneficiaries and trustees were.
Objection, hearsay.
Denial. It's good for the record. Do you feel it's fair that you're paying for this litigation?
Objection. Relevance.
All right, I'm done.